Hello there, I'm Deb Knight and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Monday, the 25th of March, 2024. And with global markets having quite the party after the ASX had closed on Friday, that upward momentum carried through to today. There were gains in the real estate, energy and healthcare sectors, seeing the ASX 200 finishing the day up 0.5% or 41 points to 7,811, not far off the record high close. One factor weighing on investors' minds right now is what kind of wages firms might be offering and how that might be cutting into profits. While inflation has been high, there's been a fight over just how workers' real wages should be keeping up. When wages are less than inflation, the buying power of individuals drops, and that setting has prompted government intervention, particularly boosting pay packets across the public sector and with increases to the minimum wage. But without productivity also rising, pay rises just aren't sustainable, and business groups are preparing for a fight on this issue against the Labor government. The Australian Chamber of Commerce has set their aims at a 2% minimum wage rise as the most that firms can justify, and has also taken a swipe at those setting the rates. The Chamber of Commerce says that the Fair Work Commission had erred in its past minimum wage decisions and that recent revisions had shown justification for last year's 5.75% increase were just not there. Cost factors for business have been a problem, with insolvency numbers for the last month at the highest point since 2015. The fight between worker demands and business costs could affect the balance sheet across big companies, which is one thing to watch on the markets this year. And with markets surging once again today, there were lots of winners to keep track of. A takeover offer for oil and gas contractor MMA Offshore saw its shares climbing more than 10% to $2.60. Also with news of a takeover is real estate group McGrath, with shares up almost 25% on the day. Suggestions that scrap metal recycler Sims might sell its UK metals unit saw its shares rise by 2.6% to $12.21. And it was a good day for the big iron ore miners, with increased optimism out of China. Fortescue finished up 3.5%, Rio Tinto rose 0.9%, and BHP gained 0.2%. Going the other way today was industrial company ALS, after it confirmed plans to take control of a struggling European drug research business while also lowering its guidance. Shares were down almost 5% to $13.07. And discretionary stocks were the worst of the day, with Aristocrat down 0.9%, the Lottery Corporation off by 1.3%, and IDP Education falling 2.1%. On the currency markets, it wasn't a good weekend for the Aussie dollar. It fell back. $1 will get you 65.3 US cents, 51.8 British pence, 98 Japanese yen, and $1.08 New Zealand. The gold price is still above historic levels at US $2,171 an ounce. Iron ore futures have held onto the gains of last week, now at $108 US dollars a tonne. Brent crude oil has come back to just under US 86 a barrel, while Bitcoin continues at its elevated levels, with one coin now buying 103,589 Aussie dollars. You know you're in financial strife when the luxury brands start copying it in well-heeled markets like China, and Italian fashion house Gucci could be the canary in the coal mine. Sales of the Italian label have plummeted in-store and online, with owners Kering reporting an almost 20% drop this quarter, led by the Asia-Pacific region, sending the share price to its lowest level in three decades. Sales of Swiss watches have also been hit, with exports to China down 25% in February from the year before, and China is the single biggest market for the high-end timepieces. And with a slowing Chinese economy, analysts are predicting luxury demand in the market could cool even more. Maybe the market for rip-offs of the high-end labels might get a win. Tonight on the show, we'll see who's really won out on the Stage 3 tax cut changes and look at the Australian company converting waste to energy. That's at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming, or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.